Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time that's designed just for you, so you can restore calm to your emotions and your body using God's word in scripture, as well as a practical soul care tip based on science, so that you can restore calm and peace. Today, I have a very special podcast. It is going to be a meditation podcast, and you're going to be able to use this for your quiet time. It's an audio quiet time that's just for you. May is actually the month of mental health awareness. And one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about sharing scripture and science with you is because God uses both his living word as well as truths about how our body and emotions work. And we use them both. And one of the very important ways of helping our body, spirit, calm is through meditation. So let me ask you, what is the difference between secular meditation and spiritual biblical meditation? Secular meditation, it is based on the practice of detaching yourself from the worries of the world. And it's based on the teachings of Buddhism and to help the mind to take a break from all the different stresses. And there is a focus in secular meditation on perhaps a mantra or to place oneself in an environment, to use imagination as guided meditation to go to a peaceful place. But when we talk about biblical meditation, we recognize the power of reflecting on God's truth and his presence. It is because God is the one who brings us peace. And so our focus in biblical meditation is to focus on God, his love, his peace, and we bring all of ourselves. We don't separate ourselves from our stresses and our sufferings. In fact, Jesus says, "Come to me, those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So we bring all parts of our hearts, our emotions, however our body is feeling, we bring that before God, and we reflect on what his truth and his response is personally to us. So I'm going to be guiding you in this biblical meditation. One of the methods that I use that's based on my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm, is called Lectio Divina. Have you heard that term before? Lectio Divina, it's an ancient method of praying with scripture known in Latin as divine reading. It's this beautiful method developed in early Christian history, and God's voice comes intimately alive in personal ways. It's a specific way of reading the scripture slowly, to listen to God with our hearts and experience his peace and presence. And so the breathe rhythm is what I guide you through 21 different stressors and giving you a breath prayer. That breath prayer is based on listening to God's promise in scripture. So I want you to enjoy this time with God, and I want you to enjoy a complete 6 audio quiet time sets of this meditation in scripture. And it's my free gift to you in the month of May, because not only is the season of Mother's Day, but it's also May Mental Health Awareness Month. So I want to empower you that as people of faith, we can meditate on God's truth and we can experience his calm and peace. We don't have to focus on a mantra because we're focusing on a real loving shepherd of our soul, and that's Jesus. And so I have a complete set of 5 that I'd like to give to you as a gift when you order my new book, Breathe, in the month of May. So you can go over to download a total set of 6 audio quiet times for meditation. And you'll also get a 5-day meditation devotional to go with that. So I want to give you these gifts. All you need to do is go to thebonniegray.com/May. Yes, it's a gift for the month of May. So is there somebody that you know, a friend that can use that encouragement of wellness with God? You can give this book, Breathe, as a gift. And then also, she can also receive the audio quiet time and the meditation guide. Both are my gifts to you. Thank you for those of you who've picked up an audiobook. It's become now, for the fourth week straight, the number one audiobook in meditation. And that's to God's glory, because Breathe is the only Christian meditation audiobook in the top 50. So thank you so much. So just get comfortable and enjoy this meditation for today.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray. Welcome to Pray and Rest. Reflection 1. Say yes. This is a quiet time just for you to refresh your soul with God's peace and presence, to be His beloved. Like the sun rising to touch the arms of a winter tree, God gently whispers, "Don't be afraid. I love you. Say yes. Be my beloved today." As you begin this time of prayer, listen to the song. Relax into God's loving presence with Jesus, who sees you now and draws you close to hold your hand and call you His very own. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11.
One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
Master, we have worked hard all night long, but have caught nothing. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. Is there a situation in your life that has left you feeling weary, having worked very hard? Are your nets empty? Jesus inviting you to do something different, to let down your nets somewhere new and put out deeper. What could Jesus be prompting you to leave? Pause for a moment. Open your heart to God's gentle, quiet spirit to touch and speak to you now. Now listen again to how the story unfolds. After there was so much fish, the nets began to break. Place yourself in the scene now. Notice Peter's response and how Jesus responds to him and to you.
One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
"Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Peter felt ashamed for doubting. Yet Jesus' response to doubt wasn't a lecture, a silent distance, or disappointment. Jesus stepped closer and said, "Don't be afraid." Then Jesus called him to a promise and amazing possibilities. "From now on, you will fish for people." Can you imagine Jesus whispering these reassuring words of promise and possibility to you? What is Jesus calling you to follow him into? And what are your doubts or fears? Listen to what Jesus wants to say to you now. Peter's old way of life depended on his ability to provide for himself by what he could do. His experience, his expertise, even his sense of timing guided him. But now Jesus was calling Peter to a new way of rest, a new way of being, to depend on God's presence to guide who he would become, the Beloved. Pastor author Tim Keller says that prayer is a continuing conversation that God has started through his word, which becomes a full encounter with him. In these final moments of prayer, ask Jesus to help you become aware of his invitation to you during this day, whatever that is, and to help you hear his loving words to you, to not be afraid. Say yes. Confide in Jesus now, friend to friend. You're loved. You're cherished. You're God's beloved. Just rest. For more encouragement, read Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm by Bonnie Gray.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Friends, I hope you enjoyed that audio quiet time. I want to give you the full set of 6 audio quiet times along with a 5-day devotional. It's my free gifts to you when you order a copy of Breathe in the month of May. Is there a mom you want to lift up?
Is there a friend you are just wanting to encourage? Get a copy of Breathe, whether it's an audiobook or a Kindle or a paperback, and sign up for these free gifts. Go to thebonniegray.com/May, M-A-Y, thebonniegray.com/May. Well, I will see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.